Part 3, starting now. Canada has moved up to be our fifth largest overseas customer during the past year. It is a market of great opportunities. A rapidly growing population, now 21 million strong, and mainly in easily recognized areas of concentration, a well-balanced economy that should grow at about 5% per annum over the next few years, preferential rates of duty for many British products, and a tremendous demand for imports of all kinds, from heavy capital equipment to leisure goods. Many British exporters know this already. Their exports to Canada increased to £300 million last year. Are you getting your share? The St. Lawrence Seaway now goes more than 1,000 miles inland from the eastern seaboard. The port of Toronto offers special services to smaller importers, such as combined warehousing, the breaking down of shipments into smaller lots, and will even dispatch and distribute direct to your customers. Winnipeg, in the heart of the prairies, is just 16 days from Manchester, thanks to container services. BOAC and Air Canada can advise you on sending high-cost, low-volume goods by air freight when rapid delivery to dealers and stores may be critical. Canadians like the personal touch. They want to meet the boss. Your personal visit demonstrates that you are really interested in their business. It will also provide you with vital, on-the-spot information about their needs. They are used to speedy communications. Liberal use of airmail, telegrams, and the transatlantic telephone will be appreciated. The various Canadian market areas are separated by such distances that no company can expect to cover the whole of them adequately from one provincial agency. The prairies and the seaboards all have their differing requirements. You will need to have good representation, distribution, and after-sales service facilities in all the major regions if they are to be exploited properly. There is naturally strong competition from the United States of America, but because our prices and quality are competitive, British exporters can gain a bigger slice of Canada's mighty and growing market. End of lesson 1.